August 22nd, God's Purpose in Brokenness. Have you ever endured a trial that you couldn't understand until months or even years later? As one story goes, a man sent supplies to an orphanage in China when he realized his new glasses were missing from his pocket. He'd recently spent a good amount of money on them, but to his dismay, his investment was gone. Time passed, and the missionary from China visited the U.S. and spoke at the church this man attended. While the missionary expressed deep gratitude for the supplies he'd received, he said he was most grateful for the pair of glasses that were included. In truth, this life is filled with challenges we might not understand, but sometimes God allows us to see His purpose. And that's what happened to Doris. Doris was thrown into a painful life from a very young age, but she's here to share with us her true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
When I was 7, Mother put us in an orphanage where I cried myself to sleep. When I was 13, some university students came and shared the gospel with us. I could hardly believe that anyone loved me, even God. But I prayed, giving my life to Christ. I learned that Jesus is a friend who always loves you and never leaves you. And from then on, the orphanage was easier to bear. At 14, my sister and I were placed in a foster home. Also at 14, I saw my mother once more when my foster mother sent me to find her to get some money. Mother hissed at me to leave the cafe where she worked. My foster mother beat me bloody for not getting the money, and a judge made me a ward of the court. At 17, I worked as a maid for a doctor, and there I received love for the first time. God helped me forgive my mother's rejection. After graduation, the Lord called me to be a missionary. I met my husband at Bible college, and we had 2 children by the time we reached New Guinea, where we served for 7 years. I, who had suffered cruelty growing up, could relate to these tribes people who knew so little about love. I'm forever grateful to Jesus, who set me free to love.
The Apostle Paul begins his second letter to the Corinthians by talking about suffering. In verses 3 and 4, he says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." Friend, while we cannot know what's down the road, we can trust that with each trial, God desires to strengthen and equip us and allow us to bring a better ministry to other broken hearts in need of Him. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin, by our wrong choices, disobedience, and selfish motives. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. Unshackled Daily Devotionals are a daily reminder of God's presence in your life. Listen to a new devotional every day, and don't forget to tell your friends about Unshackled Daily Devotionals.